Hello, Renaissance Woodworker fans. Had an interesting conversation going on Twitter today about you hybrid woodworkers, and I would count myself amongst that lot. What would it take for you to go galoot 100%? And, you know, originally was put out as a kind of a theoretical question, but I began to think about what power tools could I give up reasonably, and what space would I get by giving up those power tools, and what could I do with that space? And, you know, it was really interesting because I think the more, you know, we're in a recession and things like that, and learning to do without, and, you know, trying to get away from a heavy materialistic society, and as craftsmen and designers, we should make more instead of worrying about buying more. And, you know, I look around my shop, or at least in my mind as I'm sitting at my desk today, thinking about what could I do without? And, you know, I really enjoy flattening boards by hand, and I probably could do without my joiner. Could I get rid of my thickness planer? Maybe not, because getting that other face parallel to the first one I just flattened is pretty tiring work, and thicknessing is work that no one likes, and that should be left up to apprentices to do. Could I get rid of my drill press? I probably could. If you're worried about drilling perfectly square, there are lots of jigs you can use, like drilling a hole through a block to keep it square. I could certainly, without a bunch of power tools, I could get rid of this dust collector that takes up a lot of room in the corner. What about my table saw? And that one really began to hit me because, you know, I love that it's great to batch cut things and do long rips and things like that. But at the same time, I really enjoy ripping with a handsaw. Now, if I had to rip, you know, 300 linear feet of boards with a handsaw, how happy would I be? And then I began thinking about, well, what if I got rid of my table saw and kept my bandsaw? And Adam King was the one that started this thread that, you know, ripping on the bandsaw can be safer in a lot of instances, and you still get to integrate your hand tools by going in and cleaning up those bandsaw marks, which you really should be doing on a table saw anyway. So the more I look around my shop, the more I wonder, how many power tools do I really need? And if you're going to take that leap into complete and total galootdom, what do you get rid of? And is there a 12-step program to wean yourself away from power tools? And I wonder if getting rid of everything but the bandsaw is one of those steps. So, you know, no resolutions here. I'm not ready to go 100% galoot, but I've certainly been thinking about it a lot. And I wanted you guys to think about, you know, the next time you complain about, I wish I had more shop space, look around at the tools in your shop, and what do you really need, and what could you do without?